Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for that introduction as well. As she said, my name is Jake McNeil. I'm currently a PhD graduate research assistant at Mississippi State, working with Dr. Darren Dodds. Today, my presentation will focus on cotton defoliation programs in our state as affected by varying droplet size and carrier volume. So in doing this research, it's important for me, first and foremost, and for us all to remember that droplet size is dynamically affected by several factors, the most prominent of which I do have listed here. As we go from different nozzles, orifice sizes, application pressures across different carrier volumes, and certainly with respect to the pesticide itself, change any one of these factors in any way and you will affect the droplet size that you are after. So all of my doctoral work here at Mississippi State revolves around the interaction of droplet size and carrier volume across different pesticides depending on what our goals are that are going to then affect efficacy. I'm working with different weed control, insect control applications, but today we're concerned with harvest date applications. So when we speak of droplet sizes, we're not only talking about them with respect to their size and diameter, we also classify them in a more broad way, from very fine all the way to ultra coarse droplet sizes. For this experiment, we chose two 500 and 800 micron droplet sizes so that we could capture the entire spectrum from fine, very coarse, and ultra coarse droplet sizes respectively. Each of those droplet sizes are on this graph. They have stars beside them. Notice that I've also placed a line in the center on the x-axis running into the 50% hash mark on the y-axis. The reason for this is that when we classify the entire spray droplet spectrum from a sprayer, we use a term called the volume mean diameter. What this is that we would say that a droplet size such that at least 50% of the spray volume consists of droplet sizes of that size or smaller. A practical example of that would be if I were to tell you that we were targeting droplet sizes of 200 microns, that at least 50% of the spray volume would consist of droplet sizes of 200 microns or smaller, with the remainder, potentially less than 50%, falling into droplet sizes larger. So we spent approximately a week earlier this year in Nebraska at the Low Speed Wind Tunnel. This is the Precision Application Technology Laboratory. This is how we classified all of our droplet sizes, how we specifically did this across each carrier volume and pesticide that we were interested in utilizing at each specific droplet size we were interested in obtaining. We tested multiple nozzles, orifice sizes, and application pressures and found out what we needed to do to obtain that specific droplet size. This is, as I said, a low-speed wind tunnel. It brings in wind in a laminar direction, and we make a spray application that is on a pulley system, for lack of a better explanation, that raises and lowers this the spray application such that the laser transects the entire spray droplet application spectrum. A lot of your driftable fines occur on the outer ends of that spectrum, with the majority of your DV05 occurring somewhere in the middle. So with respect to droplet size and carrier volume, there has been a lot of work done recently, most of it with respect to weed control. This work has shown us that, as you might expect, overall efficacy is going to vary due to the specific pesticide, carrier volume, and whatever species you're targeting. However, we do know that droplet sizes of less than 300 microns or then greater than 750 microns appear to optimize our weed control. With respect to insecticide and harvest aid programs, continued research is what we need in order to continue to define these relationships among all these factors. So, like I said, today we're obviously talking about cotton, and as I know that we're all aware, briefly, we know that cotton is an indeterminate perennial, but that in agriculture systems we choose to manage as an annual, and although senescence does occur, it does not occur in a uniform or timely manner, which is why we go to the application of harvest aids. Our goals being to induce defoliation, promote boll opening, and inhibit regrowth in an effort to optimize our yield and fiber quality. So the overall objective of this specific research experiment was to evaluate the effect of multiple carry volumes and multiple droplet sizes on the efficacy of cotton defoliation programs. So for this experiment, we chose a single cotton variety, Delta Pine 1646, and in 2018, this single variety represented approximately 50% of the acres cotton was planted on in the state of Mississippi, and was at or near the top of all of our official variety trials. We chose two carrier volumes of 47 and 187 liters per hectare, representing 5 and 20 gallons per acre respectively, and three different droplet sizes were obtained in that low-speed wind tunnel of 200, 500, and 800 microns. The defoliation materials that we were interested in evaluating were first thiodiazuron, ethaphon, tribufos, pyrofluflin ethyl, and a crop oil applied at 1% with specific treatment combinations. The specific formulations and application rates that we utilized are listed to their left. For application scenarios, we had four different treatments. We had a tank mix of thiodiazuron plus ethaphon. We then added tribufos or folex to this tank mix. And treatments three and four were applied as second applications to treatments one and two. And so for the purposes of time today, I will merely be discussing results from treatments one and two. We had two experimental locations this year. We had planned to have more, and in the years to come, we plan to add more experimental locations. The first this year was in Starkville, Mississippi at the RR4 Plant Science Research Center, and the second about 40 miles to the east at the Black Belt Experiment Station in Brooksville, Mississippi. I have the dates of applications listed on here merely to validate that these applications were made within 2 days of one another. All of our spray applications were made with a high-clearance Bowman Mudmaster at a speed of approximately 14.5 kilometers per hour. We also made all applications were made with a capstan pinpoint PWM modulation sprayer. The reason that this is significant is that in a PWM system, application pressure across the application is held constant. Doing so minimizes the effect on your droplet size. You maintain much more uniform droplet sizes across the application. So very appropriate for droplet size research. So for our data collection, I was interested in green leaves, defoliation, desiccation, terminal regrowth, and basal regrowth, all rated at 3, 7, and 10 days after application. My green leaves, defoliation, and desiccation always added up to equal 100%. In the interest of time today, I will be speaking on all data at 10 days after application. Our experimental design was a factorial arrangement of treatments within an RCB design. We have four applications with a single untreated check per replication. I'd analyzed all of data in Prox Mixed in SAS version 9.4. Means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at an alpha level of 0.05. So for each graph moving forward along the x-axis, I have percent of untreated control, and along the bottom, the y-axis, and along the bottom x-axis is the specific interaction or treatment combination that we're interested in. So 10 days after application, we found a three-way interaction between carry volume, droplet size, and specific tank mix combination that resulted in the most amount of green leaves left 10 days after application. These pictures simply refer to the previous slide, showing that across location, this particular treatment combination, 187 liters per hectare, ultra coarse droplet sizes, and thiodiazuron and bulbbuster reduced green leaves by 55% relative to our untreated control. For defoliation, we had a very similar story with respect to the specific treatment combination, 187 liters per hectare with that same ultra-coarse droplet size and the same thiodiazuron and bulbbuster tank mix resulted in the least amount of defoliation we observed 10 days after our application. These pictures, once again, do the previous slide justice, and relative to our untreated control, defoliation was only 51%. I included this slide for desiccation because we did observe some statistical separations here. However, if you look along the y-axis, you'll see that we're talking about desiccation of less than 4%, largely this is inconsequential, but we just wanted to present this data because it did separate statistically. We're also interested in regrowth, and we again had a three-way interaction between carry volume, droplet size, and thiodazuron bulbuster folex this time in the tank that left 12% leaves on the plants that allowed for 12% regrowth. And once again, these pictures across location tell that story. Notice that on your far left in the top right-hand corner, the majority of those leaves are not, in fact, regrowth. That is simply green leaves that never came off the plant after application, and they were rated accordingly. Leaf grade was very interesting. No statistical separation whatsoever. I chose to include this information simply to drive home the point that across carry volume and droplet size, leaf grade was not impacted. We evaluated other fiber quality parameters, and this was much the same story. So to begin to try and summarize some of these results, across location at 187 liters per hectare, our ultra-coarse droplet size and thiodazuron plus bulbuster reduced green leaves by only 55%. Moving to a 200 micron droplet size and adding folex to the tank reduced green leaves by only 73%. That combination was the next best treatment combination. 200 micron droplet sizes, thiodazuron, bulbuster, and folex in the tank resulted in 12% total regrowth. However, moving to the opposite end of the spectrum with respect to carrier volume, a 500 micron droplet size and thiodazuron, bulbuster, with or without folex, reduced green leaves by greater than or equal to 85%, and inhibited regrowth kept it right at 3%. No effect whatsoever on leaf grade again. So the implications for this work, I would love to be able to tell you a single best treatment option to employ every time. This results from 2018 indicate a single worst treatment or something to avoid. It does imply that low carry volumes may have utility in cotton defoliation programs. This goes somewhat against what we have traditionally used in the field, but I bring up this point to say that we may have an effect, or efficacy may vary due to the concentration of the active ingredient within the spray droplet. Even though this goes against what we normally think with harvest aid applications, this is not without precedent. We do know that glyphosate specifically, efficacy to increase as carry volume decreases. We will repeat this experiment over the next 2 years, but until we have much more definitive information, we still recommend that application parameters should follow application pressures, carry volumes, such that you obtain maximum canopy penetration, leaf coverage, and chemical deposition. At this time, I do want to thank my entire doctoral committee, my fellow graduate students and research extension staff at Mississippi State, all of our student workers. Wilger Industries provided the nozzles for this research. Very thankful to them. And again, to Dr. Greg Kruger and Dr. Tommy Butts for their help and assistance at the Precision Application Lab in Nebraska. With that, I left time. Open the field for any questions. Yes, sir.
You're going to continue this for the next couple of years. Are you making any modifications to what you see this year?
The question was, do we plan to maintain this for the next couple of years? And if so, do we plan to make any modifications? We do not plan to make any modifications other than continue to evaluate this in one and two past programs. I did not present that data today, but in the future, I hope to be able to do that. So that would be the only modification other than what I presented today. The question was, are these ratings represent a single application? And yes, sir, that is correct. Thank you.